Organa looked down. For the briefest moment, his expression twisted with discomfort, uncertainty. Then he sighed, his olive skin tinting from a rush of blood. You need me to spell it out for you, Master Kenobi? Not even the first word. You want to know why I distrust politicians, Senator? This is why. You have a disconcerting habit of making up rules that don't then apply to you. It's a common hobby for those in power, I've found. I didn't hear you complain when I filed that bogus flight plan, Organa retorted, stung to self-defense. Senator, you know perfectly well that such an action falls under the purview of the Clandestine Operative Act. As a Jedi, I have often filed a false flight plan. You are being disingenuous. I doubt the same legislation covers your activities. No, it doesn't, Organa said, his voice low. And if you think I'm happy about it, you're wrong. But I can live with it because I know I'm not acting against the Republic's interests. I'm acting in its interests, and right now I'm probably risking my life for its interests. So I'd be careful, if I were you, about accusing me of disloyalty. I would never do that, Senator. I don't question your motives or your commitment to the Republic. But it's so easy to justify and rationalize one's actions, to find an excuse for doing what we want to do, even though we know it's wrong. Yes, your motives are pure. But will that be true of the next politician who ignores the rule of law? Who says, trust me, what I'm doing is illegal, but it's for such a good reason. Organa shook his head. I had no idea the Jedi were so cynical. Not cynical, Obi-Wan said gently. Realistic. We do get to see rather a lot of the galaxy, Senator, and we're called in so often to clean up the messes politicians have made. Politicians don't just make messes, Master Kenobi, said Organa, his eyes troubled. Good things are achieved, too. I think the scales are more evenly balanced than you'll admit. Perhaps. It's an interesting hypothesis, at any rate. But rather than debate it now, I suggest we continue our mission. I fear our window of opportunity might be closing as we speak. True, said Organa, but he didn't initiate the jump to light speed. Instead, he leaned forward, his expression taking on an intent hunting bird aspect. But I want to get one thing straight before we make another jump. You Jedi see things, right? Feel things? Other places, other times. I mean, you knew something had happened to your Padawan. You woke up, and you knew. I failed to see what don't interrupt me, and I'll explain, said Organa. I know you think you're humoring me right now, letting me tag along with you like a pesky kid. And maybe you think I need protecting like a kid, but I don't. In fact, I won't stand for it. So if your Jedi powers show you something about us, about this mission, you tell me. If we're flying into danger, you tell me. You don't keep it to yourself because you think I'm a soft politician who can't deal with harsh realities. This man, he thought he knew about the Jedi, but he was ignorant. He knew nothing. Do you think I would lie to you, Senator? In a heartbeat, Organa said promptly. If you thought it was for my own good. But my own good is what I determine it to be, not you. So I want your word that what you know, you tell me, the moment you know it. Or I swear I will turn this ship around right now and take you back to Coruscant. And continue on your own? Yes. That would be a grave mistake, Senator. Organa shrugged, smiling thinly. Maybe. But I'll make it without thinking twice. If you Jedi really can read people, you know I mean it. Oh yes, he meant it. Very well, Senator, you have my word. He offered a thin smile of his own. And just for the record, beyond a general and not unreasonable unease, I do not feel we are in danger. Now, said Organa, but how long will that be true? I cannot say, Senator. Because the dark side clouds everything? And Obi-Wan hadn't been expecting that. It's something Padme said once, Organa explained. I've never forgotten it.